This recording, Switzerland 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only accept to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was a note choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she piped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I live in Basel since I was born, and I like to play tennis and drum set in my free time. This summer I go to Italy in a sport resort to play tennis there with my whole family. My mother and my sister are there riding, they're horse riding, and my father plays tennis too. I was born on the Bruderholz and went there to school. Then I went to Gundeli in the school, and then to here, to the Gymnasium Kirschgarten. No, my father's a lawyer, my mother a secretary, my sister goes to school too. Okay, was irgendetwas? Okay, nachher gehe ich zu einem Kollegen und was weiß ich, dann schauen wir vielleicht einen Film oder so, oder chillen einfach ein bisschen. Dann, ja, heute oben schaue ich da die Präsentation, die hier stattfindet. Ja, keine Ahnung. Zuerst wollte ich nicht hier hin kommen. Also zuerst hat es mich angeschissen, dass wo die Lehrerin gesagt hat, oh ja, suche so Freiwillige. Aber dann habe ich gedacht, wenn ich jetzt an deiner Stelle wäre, würde mich das anschissen, wenn sich niemand melden würde. Und darum habe ich dann gefunden, ja, ich melde mich doch.